是理性归回真理。
Faith means our rationality return back to the faith，
不再流浪。
No more wandering。
理性归回真理。
And also our reasoning return back to the faith。
The return of the prodigal reason to the truth。理性不再流浪，归回真理。
So our reasoning no more wandering but coming to truth。
第二样。
The second。
我们的感性不再流浪，归回圣爱。
And our emotion no more wandering but come back to the holy love.
The return of reason to the truth. The return of emotion to the divine love. 第三样。
The third.
我们意志归回神永恒的旨意。
The return of the will to the eternal will of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以这样你整个人对神产生信心的时候。
So when we have faith to God.
你就归回真理。
You return to the truth.
归回圣爱。
Return to divine love.
归回神的旨意。
Return to the will of God.
有什么比这个更好呢？
What is better than this?
这就是归正神学对全世界教会的邀请。
And that is the demand of the reformer belief to the whole world.
Reform theology invites all churches.
And Reform theology demands the whole church.
Come and return back to the Bible.
回到圣经来。
所以归正神学不是一个宗派。
So Reform theology is not denomination.
归正神学意思要所有的宗派离开宗派，回到神话语的一个运动。
Reform theology want all denomination to leave the denomination and come back to the truth.
而这种归正神学有资格建立教会。
And this is a Reform church that is qualified to establish churches.
所以没有一个人有权柄拦阻正统信仰的人开教会。
So no one can hinder the right to establish churches.
卫理公会的人不要爱卫理公会，归爱上帝。
So when the Methodist church doesn't want to love God but love their own denomination.
You do not love your church more than God.
你不能够爱你的教会爱过
圣公会的人，不可以爱圣公会，归爱上帝。
So this Anglican cannot love Anglican more than he love God.
长老会的人不可以爱长老会，归爱上帝。
So also with the Presbyterians.
我常对我的教会说，
Many times I tell my church,
如果你爱这个教会，归爱上帝，你就是犯罪的人。
If you love this more than you love God, you are sinning.
因为我们的教会在神的国度里面不过是一个小查经班而已。
Because our church in the kingdom of God is but a small Bible study group.
我们的存在，
Our existence
乃是要与所有正统信仰的人一样，把人类的理性带回圣经的真理里面。
As with all other churches, we want to bring our whole world come back to the truth.
像我们的信仰是一个国度性的信仰。
So then our faith in the care of kingdom.
超宗派性的信仰。
It transcends denomination.
让人的理性归回真理的时候。
So there will be returning of reason to
faith. 让人的感情归回圣爱的时候。
Returning of the emotion of divine love.
人的意志归回神的旨意的时候。
Returning of will to the will of God.
这叫做信仰。
And that's called faith.
信仰是什么呢？
What is faith?
不是我信就是这样，我信。
No, I believe, I believe, I believe.
你是不是顺从真理？
Are you submissive to the truth?
你是不是归回真理？
Are you returning to the truth?
你是不是归回圣爱？
Are you coming back to divine love?
你是不是归回神的旨意？
Are you returning back to the will of God?
如果是的话，
If so,
你是有一个任性的人。
Then you are one who has the faith.
信不是理智上的一个承认而已。
Faith is not the reasoning recognition.
信是整个全人的归回。
But the return the whole person.
所以基督徒是有信仰的人。
So Christian have faith.
因为基督徒是归回上帝的人。
Because Christian return to God.
归到上帝面前。
Return to God.
归到上帝的宝座面前。
Return to the throne of God.
归到上帝的旨意。
Return to the will of God.
To think of the God's thinking.
来按照神的想法而想。
To feel of the God's feeling.
按照神的感受而感受。
To act of the God's planning.
按照神的计划而行动。
To will of the God's will.
按照神的意志而意志。
这样是按照神的意念、神的思想、神的感受来建立我们全人的生活。这叫做真正信徒的全部的生活。
So we establish our whole total being life according to the will of God, according to the love of God, according to the spirit of God, and that's God through faith.
这就是圣经里面所谓的信、忠跟道之间是有绝对的关联。
And that's what the Bible says, the relationship with faith and faithfulness and the word of God.
当你说是持守信仰的时候。
So when you say you keep the truth.
原文也可以解释成持守真道。
You cannot say we preserve the truth.
因为道跟信就是互为因果的。
Because there's a word and a faith come into the cause and reason.
道从神而来。
And the word come from God.
信从人而来。
And faith come from man.
道是神的启示。
And what is the revelation of God?
信是人 的回应。
Faith is the response of God, man.
人对神启示的道有正确回应的，就是变成人对神的信仰。
When there's a right response of man to the word of God, that's called a true faith of mankind.
所以我奉主的名对你说。
So in the name of God, I tell you.
所有的教会一定要丢掉不合圣经的那些教训。
So all the churches must discard that truth, that the teaching that's not biblical.
重建信仰。
So to deconstruct your faith.
你怎么可以接受那些被圣灵感动就倒下去就昏迷什么事情都不懂的那种事情？
How can you accept those teaching that say that when you are touched by Holy Spirit, you fall back and you're unconscious?
你说这是我们牧师告诉我们的。
You said this taught by my pastor.
我管你牧师不牧师。
I don't care whether it's coming from a pastor or not.
这不是圣经的教训。
This is biblical.
从来没有一个人受圣灵感动神志不清的。
No one has been touched by the Holy Spirit yet they're unconscious.
所以从来没有一个神志不清的人是正在被圣灵感动。
And no single one who are unconscious is being touched by the Holy Spirit.
如果你离开圣经，
If you leave the Bible,
你不忠于圣经，
Not faithful to the Bible,
你说我很有信心，
You say I have faith,
我告诉你不是迷信就是乱信。
Either you are superstitious or you are a casual faith.
这样不负责任的信仰是神要审判。
And this very irresponsible faith God will judge.
我们一定重新建立信仰。
We have to reconstruct our faith.
信仰的重建。
And the rebuilding of faith.
是不但是我个人的这个负担。
Not only my own personal burden.
不但是布道团的负担。
Also the Stamis burden.
不但是归正运动的负担。
Also reform and movement's burden.
全世界真正忠于神道理的人对众教会的挑战
must be the challenge coming from all those people who are truly faithful to the word of God.
我们为这样的负担
because of this burden,
为了这样的挑战
because of this challenge,
我们不顾生死
we do not care whether live or die,
不管安危
whether we be confident,
不计较自己的利害关系
we do not care our profit,
只要教会回到纯正的信仰
only when it's a return back to the truth.
为什么我们要举行查经运动呢
why is that we might have the Bible exposition?
有解经的讲座呢
as a Bible exposition
为什么呢
why?
因为太多的国家 because, 没有人把应当讲的重要的话勇敢的讲出来
because in many places no one wants to speak out the word of God.
特别是华人的教会
and especially in Chinese churches.
我们因为带到拜六做礼做工很辛苦礼拜天就享受安息了
because for 6 days we're so tired on the seventh day we come to rest
哎呀不管他讲什么道我来这里安息就好了
I don't care what kind of word they preach I come to rest
麻醉麻醉礼拜天完了拜一再去做工
I can be numb and then I go and work again on weekdays
所以我要问一个问题
I want to ask a question
我到底要带领羊群好好顺服上帝
Do I want to lead my flock to be submissive to God
或者把上帝的道理脱卸掉，然后让他们随便的解经呢
？Or do I want to compromise the word of God so that these people can misinterpret the Bible？
我到底要讨好人群呢
？Do I want to please the crowd？
违背上帝的道呢
？And go against the word of God？
或者我到底要忠于上帝的道，责备教会呢
？Or be faithful to the word of God and rebuild the church？
我一定要选择
，I have to make a choice。
我一定要在上帝面前交账
，Before the Lord I'm going to be accountable。
所以你看我们的侍奉的时候
，So when you see our ministry，
你知道我们为什么征战
？You know that why is that we have？
为什么劳苦
？Why is that we labor？
我们为什么这样的牺牲
？Why is that we need to make sacrifices？
为什么愿意这样做法
？Why is that we are willing to do so？
为了使大家回到真理的面前
，In order to come back to the truth，
没有别条路
，No other way。
21st century 要来了
，21st century
只有两种教会
，Only two churches，
一种是忠于真理的教会
，One that is faithful to the word of God，
一种是利用圣经随便解释迎合新世纪运动的教会
，One that is misinterpret the Bible to come and please to the New Age movement。
我盼望这一代的传道人过去以后
I hope that after this age pastor pass away
真正忠于圣经的传道人可以起来
And the pastor who truly faithful to the Lord will arise
如果这一代的传道人不肯悔改
If this generation of pastors don't want to repent
又把教会带到更错误的道路中
And also bringing the church to more wrongs
那么有一天你们的教会自动关门的时候你不要怪别人
And one day when your church have to close do not blame anybody
或者你们的教会复兴到一个地步人数多得不得了
Or when they revive and grow to many great multitudes
各个都是与神的道无关的
and everyone has no relationship with the word of God
那就是神的任凭来到的
which in God has given you up
这是很可怜很可怜的情况
this is something which is pitiful and pitiful
昨天藤牧师对我说
yesterday Reverend Tang told me
香港有几个教会
a few churches in Hong Kong
他们用讲道 建立教会。
They use the word to establish the church.
不是跟着潮流走。
Not following the tide.
现在有的几千个人。
Now they have a few thousand members.
有的分了几千几十个分堂。
And also have many branches.
他们都在正轨里面朝上帝去。
In the right path, they want to please God.
我心里阿门，阿门，我感谢上帝。
In my heart, I say, Amen, Amen.
为什么我们自己不照正路？正统的信仰来做主的工作。
Why is that we don't minister with the right word of God?
后来没有果效。
Later on, there's no result.
我就迷信那些用基督教的名义，却以圣经相反的方法来发展教会。
So we're superstitious on those methods that's not biblical to develop church.
我再讲一次。
One more time, I say.
如果你的教会有几千个人、几万个人
，If your church have a thousand and ten thousand members，
但是你不是讲正解的话语
，But you're not preaching the right interpretation of the Bible，
你不是传讲。真神真正的道
Not preaching the true word of God
那你的教会越兴旺就是越害羞
The more prosperous your church is the more you're ashamed
因为你召集了几千人让他没有机会听神真的道
Because you assemble so many people and they don't have a chance
让他每个礼拜捆在你这个大的聚会中间没有办法听见上帝
So that every week they are being locked in this church cannot hear the word of God
Satan 正在利用这种假的教会增长来捆守人的耳朵听见神的话
Satan will use this false church growth to lock our ears so we cannot hear the word of God
这是很可怕的事情
This is something horrible
21世纪就要来了
21st century is coming
这样的教会可能会增加很多
This kind of church may increase in many in number
但是他们里面的人越来越可怜
But more pitiful are the members
因为他们耳朵发痒不要听纯正的道理，就为自己产生了许多的假师傅。
Because their ears are itchy and they want to raise for themselves many masters.
他们越有基督教的意识，就越离开上帝。
The more consciousness they have in understanding, the more they leave the word of God.
他们越多聚会，越离开神的话语。
The more meetings they have, the more they leave from the word of God.
就是上帝的道在这些教会中间没有保住。
And the word of God upon this church cannot have a throne.
什么叫做信仰呢
？What is my faith？
你说我现在开始越来越清楚这个重要性了。
You say now more and more I understand the importance of it。
我们要忠于上帝的话语。
You want to be faithful to the word of God。
上帝的话语里面。
In the word of God。
建立我们属灵的生活。
We want to establish our spiritual life。
建立我们的盼望。
To establish our hope。
建立我们的依靠。
To establish our reliance。
建立我们的德性。
To establish morality。
建立我们的侍奉。
To establish our ministry。
建立我们的属灵的果子。
To establish our spiritual fruit。
建立我们的见证的内容。
To establish the content。Our testimony.
神的道是关乎一切生命同金钱的事情。
The word of God is concerned with godliness and all spiritual life.
神的道是完备的。
And God's word is full.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为从天地怎么创造，从世界怎么结束，都记载了。
Because how the world was created, how the world ends, it's all being recorded in the Bible.
从人怎么堕落，从神怎么拯救。都明显了。
As to how man has fallen, how man will be saved is all revealed in the Bible.
从人在神面前可以领受的永远的福分，经过怎样顺从的路径来圣灵引导之下，这都见主面的一切的事物都讲清楚。
As to think how man can receive salvation, how can walk his way and see the Lord in the future, all has been exposed.
从来没有一本书像圣经一样的完备。
Not even a single book is so complete as the Bible.
把从历史的开端到世界的末了都记载下来。
And recorded from the beginning of the world until the end of the world.
凡遵行主道的人就有福了。
He who do the word of God is blessed.
那些自己遵行有教导人遵行使人一同顺服神的话语的人更有福了。
And all more much blessed are those who teach themselves and also ask others to be obedient to the word of God.
今天华人愿意赚钱的人都到处都有。
Today there are so many Chinese who want to make money.
愿意用神的道令人归主的人太少了。
But too few are those who want to use the word of God to convince people to come back to God.
我这几天不会随便浮躁。
I will not simply have a calling or the calling this few days.
我深信神他的引导很清楚。就在这几天里很多人奉献做传道
I truly believe that these few days many people are convicted called by God to be preachers
信仰的重建
and the reconstruction of faith
需要一些真心为神的工作重建的工人
need to have the worker who want to truly want to reconstruct the word of God
求主的呼召临到我们
pray that God's calling come upon us
求主怜悯我们
pray that God have mercy on us
现在我们就思想到信仰受到怎样的威胁同我们应当怎样为信仰而征战
What kind of threat that this faith has come and be challenged?
信仰的威胁从两方面来的。
The threat of faith comes from two places.
第一方面是从外面来的仇敌。
The first, the enemy that comes from outside.
第二方面是从里面来的混乱。
The second comes from confusion, chaos from within.
什么叫从外面来的仇敌呢？
What about any from outward?
请你记得，人已经堕落了。
Remember that man has fallen.
所以呢，思想。
So our thinking,
不合于神的道,
which is not according to the word of
God, 产生了许多人为的思想系统。
It produces many human thinking systems.
思想系统与神的道就变成相冲突了。
So this human thinking system now go against the word of God.
所以越高文化的地区,
so places with high culture,
可能产生越抵挡真理的思想家。
And also maybe produce thinkers that go against God.
顾名思义。
And also we think according to terms.
Philia Sophia.
Philia Sophia.
Phileo Sophos.
Phileo Sophos.
这我爱智慧源自哲学原先的动机。
I love wisdom coming from initial motive of philosophy.
所以希腊最聪明的人。
So the most intelligent people of the Greek.
他们都不敢说他们是智慧人。
They do not say they are wise men.
他们只说我们是爱好智慧的人。
They also we are people that love wisdom.
像今天西方很少人敢说他是音乐专家。
Just like in the West, a few people say that I'm a music expert.
他们只能说是音乐的爱好者。
I'm on the level of music.
New York Philharmonic Orchestra.
New York Philharmonic Orchestra.
Or Philharmonic 什么意思呢？
What do you mean Philharmonic?
Phil 就是 Philia.
Phileo
还是希腊文的爱。
And still the love in Greek.
Harmonic 什么意思呢？
Harmonic.
Harmony.
Harmony.
和谐的声音。
Harmony.
Philharmonic 什么意思？
Philharmonic.
爱音乐的人士。
The one who love music.
他们组成一个音乐队。
They form a symphony orchestra.
Symphony orchestra in New York, in Cleveland, in Boston, in Chicago, in Philadelphia had already achieved the top level of the music in the world. They still call them only Philharmonic.
当美国这个五大的这个交响乐，他们成为这个交响乐很有名的时候，他们还是叫什么爱音乐者而已。
已经到了世界最顶峰。
They become the climax of the world.
他们只说我们不爱好音乐。
The only one say that we are love of music.
这个希腊也是如此。
And also with the Greek,
他们爱好智慧。
They love wisdom.
他们追求智慧。
So they seek for wisdom.
所以柏拉图的爱这个字呢 ，eros。
Plato when they say eros,
有时候是用在对真理的追求上面。
Sometimes used for the seeking of truth.
所以除了 philia 也用 eros.
Sometimes phileo eros.
这个 eros 的用法
，the use of eros
是 komo 达到要的做一个在外界里面可炫目的东西。
Or to desire something with outward that desirable.
像一个女孩子在客舍里面，她的美貌夺人，许多男人不齐。就头常常向他看去。
That's in the classroom, a very beautiful lady. Everybody would just turn their eye to her.
你不是故意的，不过因为她很美丽，会看一下。
Not intentionally, but because she's so beautiful, you just take a look.
所以东西南北都向她看。
So all corners will look at her.
那你爱
，So you love.
你就产生对对象的追求。
So you seek for the object.
这个动力就来了。
And then the motivational force comes.
世界的力量就来了。
And also the force comes.
你受吸引了。
So you'll be attracted.
但是呢 ，eros 常常是从下到上的一个追求。
Eros many times come from the below to the upper one.
Philia 可能是从左到右，从右到左平线的追求。
Phileo can be horizontal from the left to right.
但是圣经从来不用这两个字。
But the Bible never used this word.
当圣经用上帝爱我们的时候
，When it says God love us，
他不用 philia， 不用 eros。
He doesn't use eros or phileo。
他用 agape。
Agapao.
Agape 什么意思呢？
问问 Agapao.
Agapao 是我爱 ，Agape 是爱。
Agape means love.
上帝的爱是什么爱呢
？God's love what kind of love.
绝对不是从下到上的。
Not from below to up.
是从上到下。
But from top to below.
这个爱是愿你牺牲的。
It's a sacrificial love.
愿你降卑的。
Want to descend.
愿你舍己的。
Condescend.
愿你为了别人的好处而牺牲自己利益的那个爱。
For others' profit, want to sacrifice himself.
这就是基督教义所有希腊哲学不同的地方。
And that's the different Christianity as compared to all other Greek philosophy.
不是人渴慕。
The man desiring.
人追求。
Man seeking.
人要达到。
Man want to achieve.
神的牺牲。
But God's sacrifice.
神的舍己。
God's renounce.
神的降卑。
God's coming to us.
这才叫真正的爱。
And that's called true love.
今天很多人为主工作，爱工作，为什么？因为为主工作有出风头的机会，这不是爱。
A lot of people want to love for God. Work for the love of God because they can show off.
年轻人有恩赐的，叫他先去乡下去做最苦的工作，去为主工作，不要给他上台。
Young people who are gifted maybe go to the village and preach first before we come to the city.
我讲八百次道才进城，就没有上过教会一个讲台。
I preach for 800 times before I go to the seminary.
坐在学生里面。
By among the students,
在反对上帝人中间做工。
And work among those who fight against God.
有许多年轻人问我，什么叫被上帝大大重用？
And many of our young people ask me how to be greatly used by God.
我说上帝用又大又重的重子把你压了又才用你，叫做重用。
I said God will put a heavy weight upon you. That's God used heavily.
有一点恩赐，看镜子，哇，吃两粒黄豆上天堂的人。
You have some gift and look at the mirror. You said, yeah, God, you can go to heaven.
你一定是要经过受苦。
You must go to suffering.
求主怜悯我们。
God have mercy on us.
现在回头了。
Now we come back.
所以这个呢，希腊的求智。
So the seeking for knowledge.
爱智。
Seeking for wisdom.
是以人为中心的。
Using man as a center.
圣经的信仰呢。
And the biblical faith.
以神为中心。
Using God as center.
因为神的启示才能使我们对他有反应嘛。
Because God reveal and then we can respond to him.
所以当你对神真理产生正确的回应的时候。
So when you have true response to the truth of God.
你要忠于真理。
You must be faithful to the truth.
现在有那些人坑谋智慧产生的系统同哲学思潮以上帝那套冲突的时候怎么办呢？
Now there's a conflict between truth and a philosophy.
你的信仰就受挑战了。
Your faith is being challenged.
所以有一些人就说呢，
so there's some who say,
你信耶稣吗？
You believe in Jesus?
你不学无术。
You are not learned.
你不信进化论吗？
You don't believe in evolution?
你是反 culture 的。
You are anti-science.
你还信耶稣？
You still believe in Jesus?
你是反潮流。
You are going against time.
你还是信教会的道理？
You still believe in the church doctrines?
你是帝国主义的走狗。
You are the capitalist.
所以怎么办呢？
Now what to do now?
信仰面对挑战的时候，
When they face being challenged,
第一方面，
on one hand,
是外面来的，
it comes from outside,
意识形态
Ideology,
哲学思潮
philosophical ties,
文化的架构
cultural structure,
以教会信仰的这个冲突
when it go conflict with the church,
第二样
the second,
是政治体系
is a political system,
对教会的压迫
it will persecute the church,
第三样
the third,
是异教
is the pagan church,
对基督教的排斥
is a pagan that go against the church,
第四样
the fourth,
是文化
culture,
对基督教信仰的不通融
And also do not come agreement with the church. Cannot accept the church.
还有民族主义
And also nationalism.
其他的思想
And other things.
成为教会信仰磨练的一个对象
And become the object of a testing of the church.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
当我们遇到这些困难的时候
When you face all these difficulties.
我们那个时候还是忠心吗？
Are we still faithful?
你说我要忠心，我要
You say, I want to be faithful.
你忠心我杀你。
You're faithful, I'll kill you.
你要忠心吗？
You want to be faithful?
大刀在你颈项上。
So the knife is put upon you.
主啊，我要忠心。
Lord, I want to be faithful.
你要忠心吗？
You want to be faithful?
你说等等。
Wait.
我是要忠心。
Yes, I want to be faithful.
但是忠心是忠心，不过也要忠颈。
Faithful, but I still want my neck.
你把我这个一砍了以后呢？
When you cut my neck,
我老婆孩子谁养他呢？
Who want to feed my children and my family?
所以你就说，主耶稣啊，你是万能的。
Lord Jesus, you are all powerful.
你知道我有困难。
You know I have difficulties.
万能的主啊，与我同在。
Almighty God be with me.
我口里说我不信你，心里是信你的。
I deny you in my labor. I believe in you in my heart.
上帝是看内心，不看外貌。
God see your heart, not our outward appearance.
我外貌抵挡你，内心忠于你。
I go against you outwardly, but in my heart I'm faithful to you.
不能的。
No.
保罗说什么
？Paul said,
你若心里相信。
You believe in your heart,
口里承认
confess with the lips,
你才得救的
then you will be saved.
心口不一不得救的
If you're not harmed in harmony with the lips and the heart, you cannot be saved.
现在信仰的毛病在哪里？
Now where's the problem of faith?
知一套
you know,
行另外一套
But you do differently.
听一套
You hear,
行另外一套
But you do differently.
讲一套
You preach,
行另外一套
But you do differently.
信一套
You believe,
行另外一套
But you do differently.
我告诉你
What I tell you,
人不信主啊
If a person do not believe in Jesus,
不是因为基督教道理不好
not because the Christian teaching is not good,
基督徒的行为和道理相悖
but because Christians can't go against their own faith,
在哪里
wherever,
有一个人讲的跟行的一致他就容易做见证
and there's harmony between the preaching and the doing, and then easier for you to bear testimony,
在哪里
wherever,
有人行为跟信仰脱节
then our conduct dissociated with our teaching,
你有多大的礼拜堂多少外国帮助的美金都不能叫你信。
No matter how big your church is, you cannot ask people to Christ.
这是一个原则。
This is a principle.
信行合一。
The faith and the conduct united.
知行合一。
And it must be united with the word of deed. You're listening in a deed. You're preaching in a deed. And your word in a deed. And the knowing in a deed
is
one. Important.
当教会受逼迫的时候,
when the church is being persecuted,
保罗讲一句话,
Paul said,
你若口里承认耶稣是主,
if you would confess we live that Christ Jesus is Lord,
凡口称耶稣是主的,
he will confess Jesus is Lord,
就必得救,
he will be saved.
现在传福音的人最喜欢用这一句,
now people who preach the gospel want to use this word. 耶稣是主，说，快点说，你嘴巴讲一句，耶稣是快点，你就得救，你就得救，快点说，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你就得救，你说，耶稣是主，快点，你
为什么不在哥罗西书
Not in Colossians
为什么不在希伯来书
Not in the Hebrews
为什么在罗马书
Why is it Epistle to Romans
你说不可以吗罗马书例外吗
You say exception now you say
罗马书不是上帝的话吗
Is it the word of God Yes
为什么罗马书
But why in the book of Romans
你还没到我
You haven't answered me yet
为什么罗马
Why
因为罗马帝国是不准称耶稣为主的
Because Roman Empire forbid that you say that Jesus is Lord.
罗马帝国只可以说凯撒是主。
Roman Empire only said that Jesus is Lord.
所以罗马公民一说耶稣是主就砍头。
So Roman citizen when they say that Jesus is Lord, they'll be beheaded.
所以这不是说你口称耶稣是主，你就那就不是这样。
It's not to say that when you confess you believe you're safe.
是说为了这个信仰。你连被杀也甘愿，你一定得救。
Say that you're willing even for this faith to be hated, then you'll be saved.
你明白吗
？Do you understand now?
只要靠着耶稣是主，耶稣是主就得救嘛。
When you stick on faith, you're saved.
若是这样的话
，If that's so,
那么你读马太第七章嘛。
When you read that,
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
你不要为那些口里称我是主啊、主啊的人就必得救。
Don't think that those who confess will live, Lord, Lord, they'll be saved.
只有遵行上帝旨意的人才能得救。
In the only he who do the will of God will be saved.
到那日。
On that day,
必有许多人说主啊主啊。
A lot of people say, Lord, Lord.
耶稣要问他你主什么
？He said, What Lord?
你在叫什么
？What a cry!
主啊主啊。
He said, Lord, Lord.
奉你的名赶鬼。
In your name,
我奉你的名说预言。
I prophesy.
我奉你的名医病。
In your name, I heal.
我奉你的名行神迹。
In your name, I do miracles.
就像今天许多不好好传道的灵恩派做的事情。
And like a lot of the spiritual in the charismatic movement.
耶稣说什么呢
？Jesus said,
我实实在在告诉你
，Truly I tell you,
我从来不认识你们。
I've never known you before.
你们这些作恶的人
，You are the evildoer.
离开我去吧
，Leave me.
这些人行神迹是作恶的人吗
？They do miracles. How can be the evildoers?
说预言怎么是作恶的人
？They prophesy. How can be the evildoers?
他们赶鬼什么是作恶的人
？They cast the demon. How can be the
evildoers? 如果没有灵，也显不出来嘛。
If there's no spirit, they cannot manifest all this.
如果不是主同在，鬼怎么赶得出？
If there's not the presence of the Lord, how can they cast
them out? 那么到底耶稣说你们这些作恶的人是指什么呢
？When Jesus said you are the evil doer, what does he mean?
是指他们的行为是恶的
，pointing to their conduct is evil，
或者指他们的侍奉是恶的呢
？Or their ministry is evil？
圣经没有清楚告诉。
The Bible never said clearly。
但是圣经说这些人称耶稣为主。
But this Bible says this will confess Jesus Lord。
称耶稣为主就得救吗
？Cry Jesus is Lord。
什么叫称耶稣为主
？When they call upon Jesus as Lord。
所以解经不这样简单。
So it's not easy to expound the Bible.
我不要你随便归纳就解经。
I don't want you to have some induction and interpret the Bible.
我要你全本圣经总原则解经。
But you use the biblical principle to interpret the Bible.
我不要你这节圣经解那节就叫做已经解经。
And don't say that the Bible interpreting Bible.
因为你一节圣经先解错了，用解释的错再解圣经就错上加错。
Because you interpret that verse wrong, then it doubly wrong when you use that to interpret other Bible.
所以全本圣经总原则贯彻始终去了解以后。
So when you know the principle of the Bible,
你明白了这个原则。
We know this principle.
你再看每一节不同的圣经的。
Then you come to read every verse of the Bible.
你就严谨的顺服上帝。
And then you want to be obedient to God.
这是纯正的信仰。
That's called the right faith.
所以当外邦
So when the Gentiles,
学术界
when the scholars,
哲学思潮
when the philosophical thoughts go against us,
当政治
when politics,
宗教
when religion,
逼迫我们的时候
persecute us,
当风俗
when the customs,
许多世界的环境
And environment of the church,
抵挡我们的时候
world, go against us.
那时候正是信仰受考验的时候
There's a time where the faith is being tested.
这是外界的
That's outward.
内界的是什么
Inwardly,
当我们自己解经的时候
，when we expound the Bible，
产生异端思想的时候
，when there's heresy that comes，
教会被动摇了
，the church being shaken，
没有根基的信徒也被动摇了
，and also unfounded Christians have been shaken。
传福音的时候
，when they preach the gospel，
就歪曲了上帝的话语
，they are distorted word of God。
被领到教会的那些新来的人也动摇了
，and those newcomers that come to the church also being shaken。
他们没有发现自己错啊
，they've never discovered they're wrong。
因为错的人很难发现自己错啊
，because those who are wrong, difficult for them to discover they're wrong.
正像我太太常常对我说，你嘴巴旁边有一粒饭，我没有看见。
And many times my wife said that there's a rice on the left side of the liver, I cannot see myself.
他们没有对我讲。
If she didn't tell me,
我就上来讲道。
I come and preach here.
讲得很有能力。
And with power, I preach.
这个人嘴巴旁边怎么有一粒白字啊
？Why is that there's a something there?
我讲得多么感动你，你一直看那一粒饭。
No matter how powerful I preach, you just see that rice.
那么呢，你就没有听进去了。
So you never hear that.
所以我要一个人告诉我
Number someone will tell me
我镜子照出来
A mirror is shown to me
这样我告诉你
Then I tell you
许多异端很难发现它是异端
And heresy is difficult to discover their heretic
所以 建立信仰的方法是什么
So what's the method to establish truth
请你注意除了忠于圣经以外
Other than faithful to the Bible
要清楚看圣灵在历史中间怎样引导教会
Must clearly see how the Holy Spirit guide the church in the history
许多独立教会犯上一种骄傲
Many of the independent churches have this pride
以为自己读圣经有特别亮光就轻看圣灵在教会历史中间的引导
They thought that they can read the Bible They despise the guide of the Holy Spirit in the church history
你信三位一体吗
Do you believe in Trinity?
这不是独立教会创出来的。
That's not something that comes from the independent church.
这是经过一两百年的争辩，在第二、第三世纪才建立起来。
It is the debate after 100-200 years in the first and second century they founded that.
你信耶稣神人二性吗
？You believe that Christ is of all men and all son God?
你信耶稣的神人二性 ，two nature of Jesus Christ.
You believe that Christ has two natures?
有神性有人性吗
？And he's a God is man.
这是在第一到第三世纪经过好久的辩论才建立起来。
This as a result of the debate from first to third century.
你信圣灵是神吗
？You believe the Holy Spirit is God?
你信耶稣是祭司是先知是君王吗
？That Christ has this three force of duty?
这不是这些培灵家发现出来的。
This is not a discovery of this the devotionalist.
这是加尔文的基督教要义的第二册里面最先提出来的。
This is the second book of the Institute of Christian Religion, John Calvin, first branched that.
今天卫理公会、圣公会弟兄都用这些东西。
Today, the Methodist, Anglican, the brethren use these things.
却不知道到底源头从哪里来。
They do not know the source.
我们要看教会历史中间圣灵怎么引导一些伟大圣徒，把最重要的信仰的真理。
When we see that in the church history, God, the Holy Spirit has guided the great scholars to find this truth to us.
这是神的引导。
This is the guidance of God.
这是传统一些正统传统的价值。
This is an orthodox tradition, their value.
陈卓的牧师前两年在华盛顿教书的时候提到两句话。
Reverend Stephen Chang.
好的传统
good tradition
是使人的活信仰。
Is the living faith of the dead?
坏的传统
bad tradition
是活人的死信仰
is the dead belief of the living.
那两句话包含的真理太丰富了
and too rich of these two statements.
我们不能丢弃教会好的传统
You cannot cast away the good tradition of the church.
那传统传下来，原来的人死了。
When the tradition comes to us, those people have died already.
他传给我们的是活的信仰。
But what they pass to us is the living faith.
今天的许多新建立起来的传统
Today many of a new tradition that
established 所谓活人的看见
That the seeing of the living
但是死的信仰
But it's a dead faith.
求主怜悯我们
God have mercy on us.
我们可以从神引导奥古斯丁的智慧看出了恩典论跟预定论的关系
We can see that the wisdom God has illuminated to Augustine see that the teaching theology of grace
第四世纪的时候
predestination
神引导他给我们看见信仰是求知的动力
And also we see that faith is the motivation for us to know
虽然奥古斯丁不是常常对的
Even though Augustine is always right
我们可以在马丁路德里面看见神引导十六世纪初的时候人怎么样重新社会因信称义的这个信仰
We see that in Martin Luther God has given to us on the 16th century justification by faith
在这个 教恩的思想里面，我们看见了我们怎样在神永恒的旨意中间被预定的这个真理。
So in John Calvin, we see that in the eternity of God, how we see where we elected.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
这些正式的传统
，All this orthodox tradition，
这些活的传统
，All this living tradition，
成为我们的产业。
Become our heritage.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
而这些伟大信仰的传统都是源于圣经的，否则就没有意义。
This great orthodox tradition actually come from the Bible. If not, they are meaningless.
所以我们不是跟人走
，So we are not following people.
我们是跟神走
，Following God.
跟神的圣灵的引导来走
，Following the guidance of Holy Spirit.
奥古斯丁年老的时候
，Augustine when he was old.
在他书里面有一句话，我看得很受感动。
In his book, there's a statement I was so touched.
当你们发现我所讲的道不合圣经的时候
，If you find any teaching of my wisdom biblical
你们离开我吧
leave me
你们回到圣经那里
come back to the Bible
Amen
Amen
今天很多牧师不是如此
today many pastors are not like that
我讲的你还不听
you don't believe what I say
你给我滚蛋
you go
我就是你教会的牧师
I'm the pastor
我就是这样讲
I'm that
我告诉你不是的
no
只有神的话才是最高的权威
the word of God is higher authority
神的话才是我们信仰的基础
and also is the foundation of our belief
愿上帝赐福我们
Pray to God, must have us.
咬定心智
that we have this determination
跟随主
to follow Him,
忠于主
to be faithful to Him,
顺从圣灵
to follow the Holy Spirit.
最后
finally,
我要提到我信仰的三大范围
and three big areas of my faith.
第一
the first,
正统的信仰
orthodox faith,
信神以及他所启示的圣经
believe God and the Bible that He revealed.
这其中包括从创造、保护到审判全盘的历史
It includes the history of creation, providence, and judgment.
第二
The second
我们正统的信仰
Orthodox faith
是信基督以及他的救赎
Believe in Christ Jesus and his salvation
包括他的现在他的道成肉身以及他死复活升天再来的一些步骤
His pre-existence, his incarnation, and his coming back
His death and resurrection His ascension and return on the earth So the total The whole procedure of the salvation of Jesus Christ. 第三
The third,
我们相信圣灵他所启示的真理，他重生人的工作，以及他对圣徒一生一世的引导。
And believe the Holy Spirit and also this
His revelation of the Bible,
revelation of the Bible, His salvation,
and His regeneration of the saints,
the regeneration of the saints,
and His guidance of the saints,
and the guidance of the saints' life.
这是对圣父、圣子。圣灵三大信仰的内容
So this is the content of our belief in God the Father, God the Son and God the Holy Spirit
我们信的三位一体的上帝
We believe in the triune God
圣父是创造者
God is the creator
保护者
And the provider
又是审判者
And also the judge
基督是现在者
Christ is the pre-existing one
道成肉身者
The incarnated one
为我们死而复活
The one who died and
resurrected for you 升天再来的救主
Ascended and coming back
圣灵是启示圣经
The Holy Spirit is the one who
重生圣徒
Regenerate sins
引导我们
Guide us
使我们见主面
Until we see him
保守我们知道那一天的
And to keep us until that day
这些信仰
All this faith
绝对不能妥协
Absolutely cannot be compromised
这些信仰
This kind of truth
一定要持守
We must keep it
所以做长老的特别注意听
So the elders be careful
如果你不明白圣经不好研究教义请你自动辞职
If you do not believe in the truth, do not study the doctrine, then you must resign.
做这事的人，请你特别注意听。
Those who are deacon, be careful.
你要依靠上帝，好好祷告，求主给你智慧能力，用服务的精神做众人的仆人。
Depending on God and pray hard so that with the help of the Holy Spirit, you want to serve all people.
做传道牧师的，请你好好注意。
And he who is preaching pastors.
你若不是传讲上帝的道，请你不要上台。
If you are not preaching the word of God, don't go to the pulpit.
你不可为利。混乱上帝的道
Do not confuse the word of God with your own prophets
你不可为了服侍你的赌夫随便讲道
Not because you want to study your stomach You want to preach in a casual way
你不可因为没有好好研究思想就歪曲上帝的话语
Not because you don't study the Bible That you want to distort the word of God
你不可以看见有钱人在下面你是随便讨人喜欢 改变上帝的话语。
Do not please the rich man and distort the word of God.
你不可以因为世界的修顺、世界的姿色、思潮太进步了，你自卑，怕就随便向他们妥协。
Do not because of the advance of the teaching of the word that you want to submit to them.
只有神的话是永远的。
Only the word of God is eternal.
只有神的话是绝对。
Only the word of God is absolute.
没有一个时代的科学可以推翻上帝已经启示给我们的真理。
No science of any age can pull down the word of God.
没有任何一个政治的君王或者领袖可以使我们向他低头。
No any political leaders can ask us to bow to them.
没有任何一个宗教同其他社会的力量可以使我们出卖我们自己。
No any religion or social force can ask us to betray his truth.
21世纪的教会
21st century church
一定先从信仰建立起来。
We must first reconstruct the faith.
否则教会没有前途。
If not, there's no future for the church.
如果你信仰不清楚，
If you're not clear in your faith,
花很多钱去传福音，你根本不知道你在传什么。
You spend a lot of money to preach, but you don't know what you're preaching.
这就是今天许多人用很多钱拆船、拆船、拆宣教士，结果产生了一些乱七八糟、没有方向、没有立场的教会，在世界各地羞辱主的名。
So allows us to stand on a mission without mission fund, without a right teaching, and then they confuse many churches.
无论是福音运动。
Whether it is a gospel movement,
无论是文化使命
what's the cultural mandate,
先要从圣经绝对的真理建立起基础才可以开始侍奉。
It must first be founded on the absolute doctrine of the word.
愿主赐福我们
Pray that God bless us.
使我们所听的
So what it heard,
成为我们的生命
become our life,
成为我们的生活
become our living,
成为我们的侍奉
become our ministry,
我们的行为
become our conduct,
成为我们可负责任到底的见证
become our testimony that we can be accountable to the end.
我们低头祷告
We bow our head to pray.